Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. My name is Jonathan Messenger.
And I'm rootin' tootin' scootin' wootin' bebop.
Wait a second. What was that? And what is that voice that you're doing?
I'm Cowboy Bebop. Wee-haw. Yeah, I'm a cowboy.
Okay, let's unpack this for 1 second here. You're a cowboy now?
Darn, Wooten. Yay, wow, cowboy. I got a hat. I got boots. I'm a cowboy.
Okay, I don't know what words you're saying, but cowboys usually say yee-haw, not woo-ha. And I don't know what yibby-ba-ba-ba-bow is, but that is typically not what cowboys say. But anyways, why are you suddenly a cowboy?
Well, you guys did Character Club earlier this week, and you tricked me out of the episode. I'm not mad, but it gave me the idea that I've been Bebop this whole time when I could be a whole other character. So I picked rootin', tootin', scootin', wootin', flootin', dootin', boo-doo-ba-doo, yabba-doo-yabba-doo, Cowboy Bebop.
Okay, well, if you're going to be Cowboy Bebop from now on, I need to show you some old cowboy movies so you get the lingo right. Okay, but maybe our listeners, if you have ideas for other characters Bebop could be, so we don't have to listen to rootin' tootin' wootin' bootin' over there all the time, I would really appreciate it. Send in your ideas, and maybe Bebop could take on a different character other than Cowboy Bebop, which I think is trademarked, by the way. Okay, let's put that aside for now, and let's talk about what's going to happen in this episode. If you remember what happened last time, Genevieve and her friends were on the Marlowe, planning to take it back, and then Bunce brought back a wild thing. What's going to happen? How are they going to get out of this? Let's find out in the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, Season 4, Episode 7, Color Commentary. Oh no, said Genevieve. That's impossible.
Now, do you think it's time to run?
Said Cloco.
I'll eat you up, I love you so.
Said the wild thing, as it lurched off the pod.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Marlowe Track and Field Day. The Admirable Admiral Bunce here, and I will be providing all of the commentary so everyone aboard the Marlowe can follow the action. Our first event of the day is the Marlowe Chase, an oldie but goodie, the event that started it all. One of my wildlings chasing your puny explorers. Now let's see. The kids on board here tell me that the main brain behind the little mutiny is a feisty kid named Genevieve, and she is certainly the fastest runner of the bunch as she takes a turn up the hallway, the wild thing still a few steps behind. Bringing up the rest of the pack is Genevieve's robot, Lancelot, named after Sir Lancelot, I guess, who must be accustomed to riding a horse because he's not a very good runner.
Hey.
And right by his side is that big robot who was trying to talk tough to me a second ago, Bull Tonic or something like that, but he's now scurrying around like a scared little mouse.
Hey.
And just behind him is the one they call Olivia, I guess, and a dog bot. Why do you people even have dog bots? That's something the Shakespeare 820 would do. Maybe. but the Marlowe is supposed to have high standards.
Hey!
Oh, the robots are sensitive as they come to another turn. The Wild Thing now just two steps behind the Dogbot, who for some reason is the straggler. Genevieve is waving her arms for everyone to catch up, and she's still in the lead. Now Tonic Bot has passed Lancebot, and A. Olivia is really struggling to stay with the pack. I tell you what, the spectators are really getting their money's worth as the Marlowe Ninnies are giving it their all. They're coming up to the mess hall and ooh! The doors have been locked remotely by me. Tough break for the explorers as the zombie Wild Thing gains a few precious seconds on the confused good guys. Yes, that's right, zombie Wild Thing. You explorer brats may have gotten rid of my beloved Wild Things when we last met, but I was able to bring one back to me. I can tell you all about it if you can outrun. Ooh, the Wild Thing took a big swing to try to snatch up Olivia, but narrowly missed, and that has set it back quite a bit. You explorers are doing much better than I thought you would. I expected this game to last about 3 seconds, but we are now into overtime, folks. Unfortunately for the good guys, it appears they're getting tired. They're a little bit slower, a little less sure of where to go. Aren't you having trouble? I'll save you some trouble. Here's a little hint. You can't run into any of your little compartments. I have locked those doors remotely as well. So you might as well run until you can't run any longer. Which should be right about now. Ooh, the audience is on the edge of their seats as it appears the zombie Wild Thing is almost upon the explorers, and it looks like the Dogbot will be the first to get snatched up.
Remember me always!
What? I did not see that one coming. The Dogbot has rolled up into a ball and bowled the Wild Thing over. I guess zombies aren't the brightest creatures, and now the monster is trying to get back onto its feet. Meanwhile, the Dogbot has taken off in the other direction.
This way! Can't catch me!
Ooh, and Cold Phonics, or whatever his name is, has chased after the Dogbot, with the zombie Wild Thing lumbering after them. No, you big zombie, no brain, get the... You're going the wrong... You're supposed to get the kid!
Uh-huh.
The kids! It's the kids we have to... And now the Wild Thing is chasing after two of the robots, because they've split up, which is cheating, by the way. Well... Good news is they can't go anywhere, because I have locked all of the doors. So let's see where Genevieve, Olivia, and Lanceface have gone off to. No, they're not on that camera. Not on that camera? Hey, I'm trying to report on the action, but if you... There are cameras in every nook of this hallway, so don't think for a second that you can hide from me. Wait, where are you? You're really not on any camera. You know, that's pretty rude considering I have an entire audience here on the bridge who is depending upon me to relay what is happening out there. Okay, fine. We'll find you later. We'll find you. Let's see what's happening with the Big Bot and the Dog Bot. It appears they have led the Wild Thing back to the Explorer Pod Bay. I'm not so sure that was the wisest decision, given that's the one dead end on the entire space station. This should be interesting, folks. It appears they are in some kind of standoff. The Big Bot is holding out his hands as if to say, don't come any closer, I'm just a little mouse.
Hey!
And the Dog Bot is barking up a storm, which is just as annoying on a space station as it is on Earth.
Hey!
And the Wild Thing seems paralyzed. What? What are you doing, Wild Thing? You are here to wreak havoc, not stand there like some sort of hypnotized totem pole. Get reeking already! Wow! Okay, I did not expect that. The Wild Thing has torn the door off the pod bay and used it to barricade in the two robots. Well played, zombie Wild Thing. Maybe the first time something has come back as a zombie and gotten smarter. Okay, now, go back and find the others, will you? They're still not showing up on the cameras. Come out, wherever you are. Let's see, none of the doors have been opened. You're not over here. You're not over there. Oh, you know what? I have a way of flushing you out. Let's see. You were in the starboard side over near the robot room the last time I saw you, so why don't we just cut the power to that part of the ship? There we go. Dark. Oxygenless. Cold. That part is going to become just like space in a matter of minutes. And just in case you made your way forward to the bow, let's cut the power there. Okay, half the space station is dark now. Are you going to come out? I can wait you out, you know. You can't beat space. Ah, there you are. Genevieve, right? And Lancelot?
We give up. Genevieve and I don't want to run anymore. Just keep that wild thing away from us.
Very noble, robot. I suppose you are a knight after all. I accept your surrender. Collect your robots and come to the bridge, where I and my wild thing can guard over you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, brings to the end Marlow Track and Field Day. The final score, Butts and his wild things 1, Genevieve and her mild things 0. Game over. Phase 2 complete. The Marlow is now under my total control. Next, the galaxy. Bunts out.
Okay, so I am here today with me. Just me. All by my lonesome. No Griffin today. He worked really, really hard on Character Club, so he gets a break for today, but he asked me to say hi, hello from him to all of you. And since I don't have him to ask any questions about this episode, I guess I could ask some questions about this episode, like, hey, Bunce, didn't you notice that A. Livia wasn't there when Genevieve and Lancelot surrendered? I guess not. Where is A. Livia? What is she going to do? What is the plan to take back the Marlow? I guess we'll find out in a future episode of the Alien Adventures of Vin Caspian. In the meantime, let's talk about some art, shall we? Okay, so for art this week, first, shout out to Clobot, who has been a superstar, sending in for Character Club and art. Thank you so much, Clobot from Wisconsin. Maggie, who is 6, from Austin, Texas. Johnny, who is 5, from Medina, Minnesota. Lorelei, who's 6, and Jude, who's 5, from Johns Creek, Georgia. Zandros, who is 8, Cameron, who is 8, from Dayton, Ohio, 5-year-old Liam, Addison, who's 7, from Australia, Sydney, who's 5 years old, Issa, who's 4 years old, Jaylee, who's 4, Anna, who's 9, and Elaine, who's 11. Anna, if you're Anna and not Anna, I apologize, but you only have one N, and that's often Anna, so I hope I got that right. Jude, who's 6, from Ohio, Wyatt, from Oregon, Elizabeth, and Amelia from Vancouver, Dylan from Ottawa, Canada, who just turned 9. Happy belated birthday to you, Dylan, and our pal Sasha. Thank you all so much for sending in your art. And now for our jokes. First, we have a few written jokes from Anna and Elaine, who also sent in their art. Anna had 2 jokes for us. First, what did the space monster say to the book?
Take me to your reader.
I like that one. And what steps should you take if an alien is chasing you? Big fast ones. I like that. That's really good. I never heard that one before. Big fast steps. Thank you, Anna and Elaine. Here we go. Why did the alien pull the rope? Have you ever tried to push one? That's great. Thank you both, Anna and Elaine, for your jokes. They are fantastic. And now we have a couple of recorded jokes. One from our pals Lennox and Elliot from Australia.
This is Lennox and Elliot from Sydney, Australia. And we have a very funny joke for you.
If a female cow is a cow, what is a male cow?
Ooh, this one's tricky. Maybe a bull?
Nope, it's a cowboy!
That's great. Perfect for a cowboy bebop. All right, and then now our pal Davey has a twist on a joke for us. Here we go, Davey.
My name is Davey Hutchison. I am 12 years old, and my joke is, why was the astronaut surprised when he landed on the moon? Because he didn't plan it.
That's great. Thank you so much, Davey. All right, well, that's all for today. We had our jokes, we had our art, we had our very, very insightful question from me. And that's it. I want to say thank you to everybody who has sent in more characters for Character Club. We'll definitely be featuring them on an upcoming episode and putting them up in the gallery on our website at fincaspian.com/character club. And I think that's about it. Thank you all so much, and we will see you next week. Okay, I want to say thanks again to everybody for coming back and having more fun with us this week. We've had a blast this season. Character Club has been really, really fun. Thank you to everybody who has sent in their characters. Keep sending in those jokes, those sounds, those ideas, everything. Send them my way. I love it. Thank you so, so, so much. The Alien Adventures of FinCaspian is a Gen Z Kids production, written and produced by Jonathan Messenger, edited and guided by Griffin Messenger, with special thanks to Maria Villanueva. The music you hear at the beginning and end of every show is by Mark Greenberg, who recently voted the nicest human in the multiverse. Our cover art is by Sir Ian Dingman, and for more information about the show, go to fincaspian.com or check out the show notes. Thanks again, everybody, and we will see you next week.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all? The unicorn? Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.